is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Saints of God, you've been born again, but let me tell you, redemption doesn't come without divine provision. When they released the slaves, the Emancipation Proclamation, thank God they were free. But they were free and broke. I'm telling you, the devil has tried to treat the church the same way. He thinks just because you got saved, you're happy with that. No, we're not going to be satisfied anymore. This place is supposed to be loaded with billionaires. This is why he wants you to have the money. Not so you can buy 14 Cadillacs. He wants you to have money because you're going to build the old waste places. You're going to help those boys in prison. You're going to help these people that can't learn. You're going to help the starving infants. You're going to help the people who have no mom and daddy. You're going to help somebody. The money is going to rebuild for the kingdom of God.
Your identity has a lot to do with your inheritance. Your identity has a lot to do with your inheritance. Notice I just read you the prodigal son. I read you the son that came back and got his inheritance. I didn't keep reading to the elder brother who was out there in the field working with the servants and came in and said, now, what is all this dancing and partying going on? So, well, your brother who is dead, he's alive again. He's come back home. He said, well, what? And the father came out and treated him, said, son, why don't you come on in and share with us? I'm not coming in there. All these years I done worked for you. I done all this and never ever ran off with the money. And he went out there and slept with prostitutes. Notice, pointing of the finger. Notice, no folks with low self-esteem always trying to point out something low in somebody else. You know? So notice what I'm saying here. I'm saying that we've got to rise up and realize that we have divine nature in us and that we have value. Lord have mercy, I like that. We have some value. There's some value. There's royalty in me. There's a king in here. And that's why I can decree things. And they'll be carried out. Angels will carry them out. Because they know who they are. Remember when those demons, those boys who were preachers' kids tried to cast out those demons, and they said, "I cast you out by the Jesus that Paul preaches," and the demons jumped on them, whipped them, and said, "This Paul I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you?" See, the devil knows when you don't know who you are. Say amen to that. Folks, I have nothing against Kunta Kinte. But the fact of the thing is the natural roots can't cast out a devil. The natural roots can't lay hands on the sick and they be healed. Say amen to this. I'm only telling you, don't stop there. There's a spiritual inheritance and heritage that you have, that you got to get that. God is my father. And my father, daddy, owns everything. That devil doesn't own anything here. Say amen to that. Folks, that is the way I get most of the revelation I get, because I read it like I own something. I don't read it like I'm here catching a cab. I read it like I own the cab company. I read it like that. Come on now. I'm just saying, I know this offends some people, because you hate to see anybody rise any higher than you. I'm not, you know, I just, there's certain things royalty that we don't do. We don't roll down the window, "Hey girl, where my money?" You royalty doesn't do that. Okay, that's, I'm just letting you know. So my point to you is Psalm 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judges among the gods. Watch this. How long would you judge unjustly except the person of the wicked? Selah. Now, how long are you going to let the wicked do this? So what we're talking about now is vengeance and recompense. And vengeance has to do with the justice of God. It has to do with God, something coming out of the heart of God that is for his love of justice. And God knows that in this world, justice has got to be here. That if justice is not here, evil will get more evil.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you and I know the justice of God because the justice cannot be justice without the law. If you're gonna have justice, you've got to have a law. If you don't have any law, how are you going to have justice? What is the justice going to be based on? So you got to have laws. So I'm saying that one of the primary focuses of the enemy to try to govern humanity is to attack the legal systems of the earth. What is he trying to do? Make unjust laws. And then keep the church so carnal and so babyhood until the church won't rise up and call it what it is. So the church, who are the church? We're the ones, the enforcing agents of God. We're the ones that says enough is enough. We're the ones that said, no, 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 that's not going to happen. We're the ones that got to stand up for righteousness. Said, no, this is the way that's going to be. And I used an example. I said, hey, look what happened during the integration and so forth like that. The church was supposed to stand up when there was slavery and say, hey, no, that's not right to treat another human being like that. But somehow the church was silent. I'm not talking about just that, and I'm not getting on things, so don't write me no letter. And so, And then it's other things that have happened, folks. It's this tax system that's going on out here. Folks, some of this stuff is plain old illegal. And I'm saying that unless the church takes the blinders off and just look at it, all you got to do is look at the laws on the book. So I'm saying God's going to do some things through the church in these last hours because we're getting ready for Jesus' return. And so every system that's out of line with heaven, we're going to put it back in line. Say, isn't that wonderful? It says in Psalm 97:2, he says, clouds of darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of those. Now, when he said clouds and darkness, he's not talking about darkness around God. He is saying that God is lighter than anything around him. So because he's lighter than anything around him, everything around him seems dark in terms of how compared to him. You follow what I'm saying? And then it says this, Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 11. Because sentence against an evil worker is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. So people think it's okay to do evil when you don't invoke justice, when you let injustice go on like that. They think it's okay. So we found that justice is vital to the manifestation, vital to kingdom of God manifestation. Now, let's branch off right here. One of the main conditions through which heaven's economy will manifest is through justice. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah 61. Are you with me? Verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Watch this, the day of vengeance of our God. Now, what did we say vengeance was? Vengeance has nothing to do with hatred or some kind of emotional resentment or some kind of retaliation. Vengeance is not that. Vengeance of God is something that proceeds from the heart of God, from the love of justice, and it's necessary for punishing offenders. So vengeance has nothing to do with some kind of, I'm going to get you at 3:00. It's nothing to do with that. It's something that comes from the love of justice, and it comes out of the heart of God and necessity for punishing offenders. Got it? The day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. Now, Jesus didn't read that. Now, we went over this before. He didn't read that. He broke off and stopped right here halfway through verse 2. to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. He closed the book, gave it to the minister, sat down, the eyes of all them in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. So what we said is now vengeance takes up. And vengeance starts where the latter rain begins. Jesus stopped. But the latter rain, prophesied in Joel chapter 2, is now the day of the vengeance of our God. Now, we said in this day, all the enemies of God's people will now be found up against the vengeance of the Lord. Because whatever now is tampering with your destiny, God is going to now start commanding vengeance upon them. Now, it doesn't make any difference what it is, whether it's natural or spiritual, because God knows that the people are not the problem. It's the devil who is using demonic forces and a system that he has built up to try to regulate the minds and hearts of all the people that are in it. Say amen to that. But you and I are in the world, but not what? Not of the world. Moses needed vengeance to take his place. He couldn't take his place without vengeance. In other words, God had to come in and assist him in doing what he called him to do. Moses went down there and said, let my people go. If you don't let them go, this is what's going to happen. And as fast as Pharaoh refused, that happened. Now, what was Moses? He was just a mouthpiece. So he didn't hate Pharaoh. He just loved God. And as he did, he followed God's commandments. But at first, he didn't want to follow them because he knew that Pharaoh was powerful. But God demonstrated to Moses how powerful he was. And I believe that the problem in the church is that somehow they think the system of the education is more powerful than the system of God. And so we need to go back and recalibrate ourselves in terms of how powerful God really is. I'm telling you, the God that we serve took one man named David, slayed a giant, and whipped all the enemies. One man named God, one thing God did was split the Red Sea. God called people back to life who had been dead 4 days and stinking. God calls a man to feed 5,000 plus women and children with 2 fish and 5 loaves. God stopped the storm. God did that. But I and my Father are one. So as we move into these last days, God knows he's got a shield around you called the Holy Ghost. And anything that's going to tamper with you, the Holy Ghost has been authorized to deal with it. Say amen to that. So God says over in Isaiah, no weapon formed against you, come on, shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. So I'm saying in Deuteronomy 7 verses 1 and 2, when the Lord thy God shall bring you into the land where you go and possess it, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, 7 nations greater and what? Mighty than you are. These enemies are mightier than you are. I'm saying there are spiritual forces that you cannot see with your natural eyes. You cannot feel them with your natural hand. You cannot hear them with your natural ears. And there are forces that are there to stop you from reaching your destiny. If I were to tell you, you're supposed to be much further along than you are right now, you might have some objection to that. But if you ever get in this Bible and be led by the Spirit of God and let God himself show you that you should have 3 businesses by now, that you should have that schooling completed by now, that you should have that orphanage built by now, that you should have that ministry gone by now. Say amen to that. If he were to show you these things, you'll say, my goodness, what happened? The enemy robbed you of it. Now look what it says over here in verse 8. For I, the Lord, love judgment and I hate what? Robbery. How many of you know the devil is a thief? I said, how many of you know the devil is a thief? Now, my point to you is he's been stealing from God's people. He's been keeping you from your destiny. That's Exodus chapter 7. And also that's over in John. Oh, glory to God. It's over in Luke chapter 4. He's been trying to keep you from winning. That's found over in Joshua chapter 9. Notice what he did with Joshua. He sent a spirit of deception to deceive Joshua. And Joshua made the wrong decision and now ended up having to be ally with his enemy versus destroying his enemy. I'm saying that's deception, but it happened on a level that the natural mind can't catch. But those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, and we'll catch this thing. Say amen to that. The enemy is out to keep you from your peace. I remember when the people at Lake and Pulaski, when we were down there starting the ministry, and the lady broke in the door. She said, hey, I got problems. Where's the pastor? I said, I'm the pastor. Pastor, they selling drugs on my block. They come out there at 4:00. They don't leave till sometime after 12 midnight, and kids can't play anymore and do anything. I said, sister, get in this circle and pray. We prayed. God spoke to me. I said, sister, God said, take this bottle of oil and we're going to bless it and take it and go down to your block and start at one end of it and pour that down the other. Now notice, that has nothing to do with the drug dealer. He didn't say go get the police. He didn't say go get the lawyers. He didn't say go get a vigilante. He said go get a bottle of oil. I'm telling you that you've been trying to fight battles naturally and your battle is not natural, for you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but you wrestle against principalities and powers. Now, why is the devil out to stop you? Because he knows that if you win, you're going to get the victory over him. You're going to get the money. You're going to get the souls. You're going to get the building project. You're going to get everything that Satan has stolen. Are you with me? So what am I telling you? She spread that oil down that block. Now understand what she had to do. She had to obey the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, many of God's people haven't seen the outcome and the victory because they refuse to do what God said do. Because you're looking at yourself and your little old fine self with your fine dress on. You don't see how you can do that. You better come down off of that arrogance and get that bottle of oil and go in that house and pour it all down that house. Every devil in there that's holding your children, got to let them go. Every demon in there that's causing sickness in your family, got to let them go. Every spirit at your job that's holding back your promotion, must let you go. That lady came back rejoicing. She said, oh, pastor, guess what happened? I knew what happened. God got the victory. Because whatever he tells you to do, if you got guts enough to do it, you will get the victory. Not one time. He always causes you to triumph. So what am I saying here? The enemy resisted Israel release. What did God do? He warned Pharaoh one time. Warned him again. Warned him again. And then he told Moses this. Moses, tell them this. They're not going to come out empty. So don't just be satisfied with getting loose. Make him pay damages. And that's what I'm telling you right now, saints of God. You've been born again, but let me tell you, redemption doesn't come without divine provision. I'm going to just use an analogy and don't write me no bad letters because I can use it because I know that analogy well. But when they released the slaves, the Emancipation Proclamation, thank God they were free. But they were free and broke. They were free not having a job, not having tools. Why? Because somebody vetoed a 40 acres and a mule. They wouldn't let them have any property. They wouldn't let them have any possession, nothing to start their farming with. I'm telling you, the devil has tried to treat the church the same way. He thinks just because you got saved, you're happy with that. No, we're not going to be satisfied anymore. We got some stuff in there. We gonna get our stuff, everything. I'm telling you, this place supposed to be loaded with billionaires. I said it, praise God. I know some of y'all can't take it, but let me tell you, there's a reason why you would get it. God is gonna do some things with you. Look at Isaiah 61 and verse 4. This is why he wants you to have the money. Not so you can buy 14 Cadillacs. He wants you to have money because you're going to build the old waste places. You're going to raise up former desolation. You're going to repair the waste cities and many desolations. You're going to help those boys in prison. You're going to help these people that can't learn. You're going to help the starving infants. You're going to help the people who have no mom and daddy. You're going to help somebody. Praise God. This is why you're getting the money. The money is going to rebuild for the kingdom of God. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you were empowered by that teaching. Now, again, that's in this area of vengeance and recompense. We call that awakening your potential. Now, a lot of people have been satisfied with just deliverance. Now, when I say that, I mean, if I could just get rid of this, whatever it is, if I could get this thing off my back, if I could just get loose from whatever is bothering me or whatever have you, and they've been satisfied with that. But remember, heaven has monitored every abuse or theft or fraud from his people. And James chapter 5 talks about the fact that the wages have been crying out. Now, wages crying out meaning the money is saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm in the wrong hands. But now it says the laborers must cry out. So this is a time for God's people to cry. And the cry is the cry of faith. In other words, once you believe and know that something belongs to you, now the cry of faith could take place. You remember when the blind Bartimaeus was by the roadside begging, Jesus passed by, he cried out. He said, you know, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they tried to shut him up. He cried louder because that was a cry of faith and it moved God and the man got healed. So much of the work of the kingdom has not been done because a major source of revenue for doing this work has been left in the wrong hands. It's crying out and it's time for recompense. Praise God. So remember now that justice is something that is on the heart of God. And when there is no justice, people think it's okay to do evil. So the church, among other things, is sent to establish justice. Praise God. Well, speaking of justice, when Jesus came, he died for our sins. And once he rose from the dead, the Bible says we were justified. That means we were acquitted. And when it says that, it means that because of Adam's sin, everybody was placed in bondage. In other words, the wages of sin is death. Because of Adam's sin, all humanity now had to die. But here's Jesus. He comes. He said he came to bring life and bring it more abundantly. So now this eternal life that Jesus came to bring us is called salvation, that we now don't have to die, meaning that because of the sins or things that we've done wrong, we don't have to pay the price for that. Jesus paid the price for it. Now, what I'd like to do is this, is pray for anybody that's listening to me right now. And you know in your life that you're not right with God. You're on the wrong side. Now, he's justified you through Jesus. Now, you need to come into that by acknowledging him as your new Lord and Savior. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So I'd like to pray that prayer for you. It was prayed for me years ago, and look at what's happened in my life. So if there are things you know you're not right with God, and of course there are places in your life you know, say, hey, you know, if I could just get rid of this guilt or shame or whatever have you, well, this is the time to do that. Jesus came to bear everything that we deserve to bear in our lives, in our body, in our future. He came to take it away. He did so on the cross. And because of him, now we can live. So I'd like to pray that same prayer with you, and let's get a miracle working in your life today. Now, we're not going to go into this next year as we come out of this year. It's going to be a brand new start for us. So if you're ready for a new start, I'd like you to say this prayer with me. Bow your heads with me. Just say this prayer. Dear Lord, I come to you now just as I am. You know my life. You know how I've lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for my sins. On the third day, he was raised from the dead. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Live your life in me and through me from now on. From this day forward, I belong to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise God. Well, if you said that prayer with me, a miracle took place. Glory to God. Now, I have some books for you. It's called Born Again and Spirit-Filled. Now, this is both in English and Spanish. Just write me a call right away, and I'll send it right out to you free of charge. Now, in this book, it talks about the next steps that you should take, salvation, what happened, and getting water baptized, finding a good church, being filled with the Spirit. Those things are in this book. I'll send it right out to you free of charge. We want you to grow in the things of God. Well, now you're coming into a brand new year, but you're going in as a brand new person. So expect new things to happen. This is your year of liberty. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. We love you. And we're going to say Happy New Year and keep walking by faith.
Saints of God, you've been born again, but let me tell you, redemption doesn't come without divine provision. When they released the slaves, the Emancipation Proclamation, thank God they were free, but they were free and broke. I'm telling you, the devil has tried to treat the church the same way. He thinks just because you got saved, you happy with that. No, we're not going to be satisfied anymore. This place is supposed to be loaded with billionaires. This is why he wants you to have the money. Not so you can buy 14 Cadillacs. He wants you to have money because you're going to build the old waste places. You're going to help those boys in prison. You're going to help these people that can't learn. You're going to help the starving infants. You're going to help the people who have no mom and daddy. You're going to help somebody. The money is going to rebuild for the kingdom of God.
Stand up in your divine nature to fulfill God's kingdom on earth with Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled Awakening Your Potential. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.